forever.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oof.
Wow.
Oh, I fell asleep in the sun.
Oh, no. We better get the aloe vera. This Palm Springs house isn't working out.
Welcome back for another
steaming, piping, scalding,
serving of
hot girls.
It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives,
issues in politics,
and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some hurt.
I would like to applaud you and give you top dings and salutes for your dedication to the craftsmanship of your podcastings. Because I saw a picture floating around the internet, working hard for the money, loading onto a bus, carrying a laptop, dragging a baby from a fire. All you. That's dedication.
It's true. It's hard to go out there and be on the road and still maintain our podcastingtons. But we're dedicated and we live and we love and we
and laugh.
We do. Yeah.
And learn and grow. what city are you in right now?
Right now I'm in Glasgow. And as you can see today, I'm wearing a Swarovski orange traffic cone on my head to celebrate Glasgow.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I really like how you cocked it to the side in that one spit curl.
Just the one, dear.
Yes. Is that a hand-ventilated spit curl?
Yeah, it is. It actually is really, really expensive. It's human.
It's from Helena in New York.
Yes. Yeah, she blocked my head. Yeah.
Of $800 bang pieces, Helena.
Yeah, totally. Okay,
bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that we're able to bring these listens to your ears each week. And I can bring you some makeup, too, if you want, because you can go to shopcoverboy.com and order some stuff. Girl Heidi Klum been wearing it.
My friend, really?
Yeah. Cade, a deep friend of the pod, is painting Heidi for her drag show. She's got a whole show, like basically Drag Race, but not Drag Race. Heidi's been posting it on her Instagram, and Cade's been posting it too. So I think it's cool. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was so happy to see her like in this glitter, and like she's literally singing a song about how she loves glitter, and like you could see little star particles like glinting on her eyes. I was like, yay! She's so amazing and beautiful. I saw her shopping for food once in Bristol Farms, and I was like, God, that lady's so pretty. And then I went, that's fucking Heidi Klum.
Wow.
Oh,
she is stunning, and the Coverboy Cosmetics glitter is really an astounding product, and I'm not just saying that because you're my friend. It's really a high quality product, so I recommend going and shopping Coverboy right now. Now, if we were in the same city, I would allow you the opportunity to jump into my arms on the edge of the stage.
I couldn't do that because I'm wearing just chiffon right now, and it's not a stretch.
Oh, I don't want to burst the seam. Are you sure you don't want to do something with a stretch? Are you sure?
So have you made jackets before? I can't believe when the group message went up about the kid, and then I was like, wait, Gaga fell? And like I instantly thought, like, what could I do if oh my God, can you imagine if she hurt herself? I'd be devastated for I love her so much.
Right. And I always worry because we know that she has body pain and she has fibromyalgia and she has injuries that are lingering from a hip injury that happened a few years ago. And so we're always wishing and wanting for the health and happiness of Mother Gaga.
For sure.
And so when you see something like this, it was just a silly moment on stage where
she was having fun, literally.
Yeah.
In her element with this longtime fan of hers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, shit happens.
Yeah. She brought up the fan on stage in her Vegas show which she normally does.
When he went
up,
she went down. Yeah.
Right. And she jumped into his arms and he took a step back and kaboom, kaboom, straight off the stage. It looked like a 6-foot drop.
Yeah. But she stood up quickly and like instant, like dulcet tones, calming the situation, mm-hmm. telling people like, you know, to back off of this kid. And literally I saw comedians yesterday saying this is the kid's name, blah blah blah, like joking about it, but it's like if she specifically said don't do that, don't do that, and I'm gonna unfollow someone because of it.
Yeah, I respect mother's wishes, and
yeah, it's gaga, we have to appreciate that.
Yeah, and she said don't be mean to this guy online, it was an accident, it was my fault too, because you know it takes two to tango, I'm fine. And then she went up back on stage and she sang a whole song to him. So I think all's well that ends well. And I'm glad she is healthy and happy and well.
Same. Speaking of healthy and happy, Dipper, he sent an email to possible enemy of the pod, Jeffrey Moran. Well, if he hears that we've been calling him a party passer on bottom for like 3 years straight.
That's in jest.
Does he know that?
He knows how to take a joke.
Are you sure? As well as he takes a cock? Does he know? Mary, does he know?
Mary, do you know?
I don't know. We appreciate all the hot Gossingtons sleuthing that you've been doing. And people have been sending like pictures of him with like Raven, with like a Google search. And then someone sent his private page to us too. Like, should we book him for the Race Chaser UK and Ireland tour?
If he lives in the UK and Ireland, yes. God bless. We love a Jeffrey Moran. Someone sleuthed out his private page on Insta.
Yeah.
It's just his personal page. It has like 400 followers and it's like dogs and flowers and his man and a baby and
ooh. Gossica Sleuthington is the spy who found this page.
A deep friend of the pod, Gossica Sleuthington.
Yeah.
Mrs. Oh, she's a married woman.
Yes.
Well, I would invite him anytime that he wanted to be on stage with us, especially if he provided liquor to our audience. That would be nice to have a liquor sponsor.
I'll even be Miss Mandarin if I have to.
I mean, clearly that's a fava bean sound. I don't know why she made that sound, but whatever. Are you excited about the UK and Ireland tour? What are you going to wear for it? I'm going to wear my finale gown at some point that I was going to wear on season 4.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I don't really know what I'm going to wear. I'm deep in Halloween right now. I'm on the Heels of Hell tour. So I haven't really given it even any thought yet, but usually the inspiration comes to me closer to the date. That is to say, it's a surprise.
Things come to me too on dates.
Right.
What is it?
And we are coming, as you know, we've mentioned it a lot, but I'm going to keep mentioning it. We're coming to the UK and Ireland on tour. Wait, oh, are you clocking my clownery look on Instagram, baby? Are you mad?
Follow the dolls. Follow the doll.
Is that Trinity's wig?
No,
everybody's
it is
had
not.
That wig. I had that wig on. See, you're like an Instagram like kid, like, oh, Trinity T wig. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Dipper. That's exactly what I wore that same wig with Shangela in Hurricane Bianca when I was supposed to be Gaga. It had a brown root and a number 27 on the end, honey blonde. I was like, Gaga would never, A. She does platinum, she's a 613, but it was Bianca, so I didn't want to be like, this wig sucks. But you know.
Yeah, you can't tell her that.
Can't tell her nothing. It's her movie. It's called Hurricane Bianca.
Y'all
not Tropical
are,
Storm Williams.
Y'all are, of course, looking at my Instagram where I posted a picture of myself in my clown look, which has been a really fun performance. I did some research.
What song are you doing?
It's a surprise. You'll have to come and see the show. You can go to holytea.net if you want to.
I'll give you some tea. I'm not coming, bitch.
It's a mix. Yikes.
Can you feel the beat?
Can you feel the beat? It's very fun. I did some research into clowning, like actual the vintage art form of clowning, and
I mean, you fucked Sharon for years.
True. I also, we studied a little bit. I mean, it wasn't really clowning, but it was sort of movement-based, mask-based performances in college. And so it's sort of similar to that. And so I get to, like,
guys
play.
Guys made you wear a paper bag.
Right, exactly. With a sad face drawn on it with a black Sharpie.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
We got to take a whole break to cut a hole in the bag. We'll be back.
Okay, bye. Welcome back. Oh, wow. We're really going to try to sing it from across the ocean.
Well,
let's
you take it.
Get political. Let me see your Polly song.
Okay.
Let me see your motherfucking rise and shine. welcome back. This is our section called Let's Get Political. We have some good news to report in the world of politics.
I am so happy to report this, that UK's first Chick-fil-A restaurant announces closure 8 days after opening following an LGBTQIA rights backsplash. Chick-fil-A is, I guess...
Backsplash.
Huh?
Backsplash.
Backsplash.
Sorry.
You fully have it
backslash.
Slept.
I'm confused. That's what I have behind my bed. My bad.
I know. You're decorating your house in Palm Springs and you talk about backsplash, bitch.
My mom said, why is there a drain in your bedroom? I said, oh, mechanics used to work here. That's what all the oil's for. I love this because it's proof that that standing up for what you believe in and boycott and putting your money where your mouth is and being loud works, because this fast food chain, Chick-fil-A, was allowed to open in this outlet, and they 8 days later were shut down at the Oracle Shopping Center because of the harsh criticism from LGBTQIA groups and comments made by the founder's son. Dan Cathy, who's like has disgusting views, and his father Samuel, they have publicly made donations towards anti-LGBT groups for decades. So, bye.
Yes. So, Chick-fil-A has not been without controversy. And if you don't know about it, I recommend you watch chow down at Chick-fil-A, which is a famous Willem and DWV hit song on YouTube. It's sort of a crash course in the whole thing. But basically, Chick-fil-A is owned by a super Christian group who is vocally against the LGBTQIA community. They've made huge donations to keep us from having equal rights. And so that is some tainted ass chicken.
Yeah, I don't know why their chicken used to taste so good to me. I don't know if it was flavored with hate or pickle juice, like some say, but you can make it at home really easy. There's knockoff recipes, and there's a vegan place that makes it out here called Doomies. You can get it anywhere else. It's not that good. And the Oracle people have agreed that the Chick-fil-A will stay open 6 months, but after that, they will not extend the lease further. And they thought that the right thing to do is that. And people are still going to protest. It's in Reading, and the Reading Pride group is going to protest on Saturday morning. So if you're listening to this, it's probably already Saturday over there, so you're late. But thank you so much.
So, okay, I'm trying to... But this is good news because they're closing the location, right?
Yeah, in 6 months. They were like a tryout, like a startup, and then after 8 days, the company Oracle, the shopping center, they said, we're not going to have you after the 6 months. We're not extending your lease.
So that's good, and this is proof that protests do work when we mobilize and we make our voices known.
Totally, yeah. Get out the vote and stuff, right?
Yes. So that's great news, and good job to everyone who took part in making the fucking protests against Chick-fil-A happen, and to keep them from having a presence over there in the UK.
When we were talking about Chow Down and singing about like eating there, it was kind of like if like Jeffrey Dahmer endorsed a children's toy. Like, it was like an endorsement from a drag queen to eat there. It was like a double negative. Like, and some people don't get that, and they thought we were encouraging them to eat there, but we weren't.
Yes, it was a joke. Yeah, no, it was a joke.
It was a deep high art trolling of them.
Yeah, it was fully absurd and like, yeah, it was tongue in cheek, and it was ultimately against Chick-fil-A, which is, I took that away from it.
Mm-hmm. Should we take a break and then go get our cave gear on to go spelunking?
Okay, you're gonna gear up?
Yeah, let me gear up. Take off this gown.
Ooh, yeah, so...
Gear up, Daddy, it's fulsome. Put your headlamp on, it's so dark in here.
Ooh!
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back. We are deep within the cave known as the Dreams, and we are going... deep into the direct messages.
This first message comes from Keely Ann. She said, shoes! I really hope this makes you happy. I'm assuming Willem will be especially happy. Thank you for the much entertaining drives to work twice a week, you beauties. The pit crew is in shoes because it is, in fact, in many states, and maybe in England, illegal to drive without shoes. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I love driving without shoes.
It's illegal.
It feels fun.
Yeah, it's illegal. You're breaking the law.
Wow, I've lived on the edge and I didn't even know it.
I've seen your toes off the edge of some of your shoes. You have lived on the edge.
Yeah. This is great. This is a screen cap of the Brit crew wearing nice little shoes. So good for them.
How safe.
And thank you, Keely Ann, for letting us know.
Why do you think they were in shoes? All the rubbish?
It's more proof that protest and boycott works.
Oh, my God. I think it might have to do with the rubbish. I think it probably has to do with the giant moving rolling car that they're wheeling about. Now, I don't know if that's a real car, because I know when the girls were playing in it, it had functioning... horn and windshield wipers. So, I don't know. Was that a real fucking car?
I don't know, but I'm asking Simon Cherry Wood about the shoes.
Okay.
Hey, girl, why didn't they let you wear shoes when you were a pit crew? I'm wondering. For my podcast.
While we wait for a response, I want to read this message from Lindsay.
Okay.
And it says, "Hi, Willem in Alaska. I recently saw Willem perform at Fallout in Richmond, Virginia, and was fully gagged by her body. I'm curious, how do you both stay so fit and fishy while on the road? Willem's booty is all I need on Motivation Monday to get my ass back in the gym. Gotta keep that hair, body, face tight and right. Your friend of the pod, Lindsay."
If the hotel has a gym, I'll go like spend 10-15 minutes in it. Just like do something every day. I wake up, I stretch before I go to bed, do some like light yoga and like at least like 25 push-ups a day and like a bunch of, you know, as many crunches and some, I go through like a whole routine of like 18 exercises, like floor work, table work, just
stage
things.
Work.
Yeah. And I mean, wow. your body mostly I find looks representative of what you put in it, and if I put a lot of crap in my body, it doesn't look good. But if I eat pretty clean without dairy, I feel great, and I think I look good too.
Right. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of activity.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, speaking for myself, I mean, diet-wise, I am a vegetarian. I avoid gluten, which means like I don't really eat bread anymore. If there's small amounts of gluten in something, it's not going to kill me, but I like the way my body just performs better without introducing it. Nut loaf, it depends on what it's made with, but I would probably avoid a nut loaf. And then as far as working out on the road, it's really, really hard, especially on a tour like this where it's sort of nonstop. But if I'm home, I like to work out 3 times a week. And I'm not one of those people who goes to the gym for several hours because I hate gyms. I just work out at home and I literally just do like 30 minutes and I do weights. Like I have free weights at home and I use those. And I mean, then I just hope for the best.
You're also kind of like an urban hiker because we carry 70-pound bags through airports, you know, for miles some weekends, like between all the walking and like the all that and hotels and stairs, and like we do a lot of walking, and it's like carrying like it's what they do in boot camp. You carry like a pack filled with shit, and that's what we do. We're professional movers and packers who do drag, so I think that helps too. Exactly. Kind of probably I always take the stairs too. I never take escalators.
I love that. Thank you, Lindsay, for that message.
We have a message from Ed. He says, "Hello, Alaska Willem and the fabulous Chaser team. Love your work, and I'm a huge friend of the pod. One question for you both. Do you ever travel to perform in full drag, or do you always change at the venue? I am just starting out and currently travel in full drag, CPIX. However, it's the best approach. Advice always appreciated. P.S. Willem, I love meeting you at Drag World in August. You have and have tickets to Race Chaser Live next month. Keep being fabulous. Ed from Essex." Oh.
Okay, Ed. Yes, you better work. She said, "Honey, I'm going to the train station in a gold sequin, darling. That's what I'm doing, darling."
I love it. She has a platform boot on. She loves a good Latrice lace-up lesbian hiker boot, which comes in many sizes and is very sturdy. But I have to say, Ed, you have some sexy legs. I would say my idea on travel is always like show up in a look. Don't get out and have people see you not in a look. Like even if it's like a big like fluffy fur coat with like a heel on and then you're naked underneath or in your boxers and you haven't tucked, that's fine. Just like have a travel look for sure. And something that's collapsible that doesn't wrinkle is also advisable because then you could just roll it up too after. You don't need a whole bag.
Are you talking about going to the airport?
Going to the gig. Going to the gig.
Okay, well, going to the gig is one thing, but like I thought Ed was asking us about, do you travel like at the airport? in drag? And the answer for me is a resounding fuck no, because the amount of the sheer amount of walking that exists in going to an airport or even a train station is really not conducive to drag. And we flew once in full drag in Australia as the AAA girls, and we did it for video content and just sort of to say that we've done it. And I will always remember the experience because my feet were just bleeding and crying and dying by the end of this very short flight, just because of the sheer amount of steps that were involved.
I'll always remember you this way.
I don't recommend going to the airport in a heel. If go for it if you want to do the drag thing, but keep the heel low is what I would say.
DWV had a gig where we, at 8 p.m., we were in Los Angeles, and then it was a Saturday, and then by 2 a.m. Sunday morning, we were in Vegas, and then by 8 a.m. Sunday morning, we were in San Fran, and then we did a Pride Parade, and then we did a 4 p.m. gig, then we did a 9 p.m. gig that night in San Fran, and it was my birthday, and I didn't even realize it until Pride and the 4 p.m. gig. I was so out of it, but like, yeah, we traveled in drag for that, and they let me get on top of like the... We'll put it on the Race Chaser pod. The little overhead bin, I was in that, and like it opened up and it was just me in it. It was so cute. I was so young. I didn't belong up there.
Work.
Thanks, Ed. Now, Alaska has to read this next one, and it's from Rachel.
Okay. This is from Evan Rachel Wood. No, I'm just kidding. It's just Rachel.
Evan Rachel Wood.
Hello, Willem, Alaska, and Dipper Tinta. Just checking in to say that Willem's package, no pun intended, arrived, and it could not have been at a better moment. Laura was forced to make the decision to shave her head on Wednesday, and the gorgeous wig arrived Thursday morning. Willem, you are incredible. I can't believe you would do something so selfless and kind for a complete stranger. My mom is in town, and the three of us will be taking the wig to a shop to have her cleaned and styled today.
You don't clean a wig?
Laura intends to email you gals with pics and a personal thank you once it is finished. So for the moment, much bad.
Much bad.
Aww, this is lovely. Aww.
I sent her the hair that I wore in my silver and gold runway, but it's shorter with a bang now. The one where I look like Lion-O, where I had a beard, because it didn't fit my head. Yeah, so I'm glad we could help. Joe G wrote in and says, "Hi, Alaska and Willem. Love you dolls. Love the pod. Here's a question for you two. If you could choose two Rue girls to do you on Snatch Game, who would you choose and why? Alaska, I love to see you in the Amethyst tour in the UK. Willem, please come visit us too." Well,
coming,
Race Chaser, 22nd Glasgow, 25th London, 26th Manchester, 27th Dublin. Get your tickets at Holy Tea or draggedup.net. That was fail.
Wow.
Who would do you?
Well, Roxy tried.
I think Roxy did a great job. I would love to see Jinx do me. I think she did me once on
Haters Roast.
Or I think it was on a Bots, and we did like a Snatch Game section on Bots, and Jinx did me, and it was really funny.
Jinx is always funny. I would probably say I would have Latrice do me, because she probably knows me the best other than... And Courtney seems to think she does a great me impression, too. So I'd say Courtney and Latrice, yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Also, you did a great impression of me once. That was fun.
Did it? Oh! When the audience was mad at us. So mad.
Yes, because we did a turnabout without telling anyone, and we just decided that I was going to be Courtney, you were going to be Alaska, and Courtney was going to be Willem, and no one in the audience knew what the fuck was going on.
They were so mad. Oh my god, and that little wig, you wore Marilyn. She looked like a teenage gymnast who had just got a growth spurt.
I looked fucking hungry.
I looked great.
What city were you in?
We were in Melbourne. at the Greyhound Hotel, which is now closed. But we had
so
much fun.
They were much displeased.
They said, that is not what we came here for. There was people wrote, they said, that is not what we came here for.
You put on a garbage bag dress, rode a bicycle on stage, and sang Jesus Take the Wheel, to which you did not know a single word.
I knew at least every other word. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Our next message is from Tadonna.
That's a great
name. Hi, Willem in Alaska. Deep friend of the pod in my mind. I love all the sage advice you offer your listeners, and I'm hoping you can help me out. I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years, and I'm having a tough time moving on. We were friends, with benefits, of course, for about 6 years before we became actual boyfriends, and we split amicably in the hopes of maintaining that friendship. But if I'm being honest, I've had this gorgeous man in my life for 9 years that I've always harbored romantic feelings for, and now I'm uncertain how to navigate back to a friendship. Have either of you successfully become friends with an ex? And if so, were you able to keep it strictly platonic? Obvi, I still want the D. My good Judy told me, if you can maintain a friendship with an ex, it's because you're either still in love with them or you never really were in the first place. I worry that the former is true for me while the latter is true for him. Is a friendship possible, or do I need to cut my losses and move on? Here's a pic of the two of us so you have a better standing as to why I'm so forlorn. Sorry, nothing below the belt. Thank you for bringing so much joy into the world every single day. Tadonna Boomdaday. That's her drag name. She's a drag queen in training, and she's a very beautiful drag queen.
Yeah, and her man is beautiful too, it seems. I think you're going to believe whatever you want to hear and whatever you want to believe. So your friend saying that, like, you were never in love with him in the first place, or you're still in love with him, and that's the only way you could have a friendship with him. I think that's a convenient thing for you to hear, but I don't know. It just depends. Like, are you willing to accept a relationship on his terms? Because that's all he's willing to give, or what? I would say, I don't, there's so much dick in the world. There's so much dick in the world. Believe me, I know these things. And it's better to have a good friend and one less dick than no good friend and no dick, right? I think.
In this case, I agree with that statement, Willa. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
And I don't think it has to be all one or all nothing. I think that you should give yourself time, and you should give yourself time to figure out what your life looks like without this person. 6 years and then 3 years, that's a long time of having someone in your life. And I have a feeling you haven't seen the last of this person. But you have to figure out how you can come to a friendship as a completely whole person without him in a romantic sense. So I don't recommend still getting the D from this person. I think you should give yourself time and space apart from him. And I think a friendship will form naturally in the future.
Yeah. And when you give yourself time, motion emphatically to your wrist. Make sure you do that. It's imperative.
Time
midnight
goes on, and I think about tapping my head, and then I speak and blow a kiss.
Auntie says, hi, Alaskan Willem. Been listening to you for 2 weeks, and I've listened to half of the episodes already. I read on the interwebs that Willem is of Croatian descent. As I'm of a Croatian listener, could you tell us more about your heritage? What part of Croatia are you from? And are you still connected to that place? Can you guys do a tour here to shatter the homophobia of Croatia? Lots of love, Auntie. I'm German, Croatian, Italian, and Irish, and each grandparent was from, like, one of those regions. And I filmed a movie in Zagreb once, but other than that, I don't have much connection to it.
I did a show in Zagreb, Croatia once.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we would be happy to go back. You should tell the promoters over there that you want us, and they can make it happen.
Yeah, bitch, there's a place there called Spit, which, I mean, I don't respect, but I'll go.
Right. You prefer to go to the place across the street, which is called Swallows.
Mm-hmm. Swallows Tavern and Grill.
Tavern, yeah.
Do you want to take this one from Justin?
Yes. Spoopy. Okay. This is from Justin. Spoopy originates from a Halloween sign that was misprinted and sold. Anyway, then the internet got a hold of it, and 10 years later, I'm using it to describe my drick, and there's a picture of
a hateful eight.
Now the drick is glistening. It's well in a dark room. Yeah. It's in a dark, right. They're using a dark room, but they have used the flash. So it is glistening in the bright incandescent light.
The member is in the foreground. In the background, we have a male figure covered in, patches of hair. I wouldn't say sloths. Head is upturned to conceal his identity, but we do see a strong stubble. Much like me on season 4. Yes. And it is a circumcised penis with a robust pink head. And no occlusions, no
colors, Jim.
No marbling. There's a light veining. And clean fingernails. Happy to report clean fingernails.
Excellent. And thank you for sharing the word on spoopy, which I didn't realize came from a thing. It's very funny. And that is the name of Sharon Needle's new album. And I recommend going out there and getting it and getting into the Halloween season.
Dipper just sent me this picture of Nicole Page Brooks in a store that says, "This store is amazing. So many shiny things."
Did you see that, Alaska?
I agree. I love Nicole Page Brooks.
Did you text her?
What great Instagram content.
Yeah. So good.
Oh, world of decor.
Yeah. I bet you get some flowers there to put in your hair or something. Garbage bags.
I bet they gave her a discount for posting, because sometimes places do that. They're like, hey, if you post on your social media, you get 10% off or something.
Nice. That's always good. Hey, if you want to take 10% of your clothes off, you can send us some pictures. And then thatracechaserpod@gmail.com. Good questions and explicit dricks get priority boarding, or former service members or current service members. We salute your dricks.
That's right. And we have bonus video content available only on patreon.com/Willem. You can sign up to be a patron and support us, and just search using the hashtag Race Chaser, and you can watch our videos a la carte.
There's a new video out right now that we just put up that has us diving deep into the comments for 20 minutes. It's very entertaining. Both of us watched it back, and it's so funny just like watching two drag queens just, you know, gavitch and bitch in a dressing room and, you know, give a doll something to talk about or critique. And it's a lot of fun. And if you want more fun, you can visit us on tour in the UK and Ireland, November 22nd in Glasgow, the 25th in London, November 26th in Manchester, and November 27th in Dublin. And you can get your tickets at holytea.net or draggedup.net. Live.
That's right. And you can follow us on Instagram @Willem@TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod. And we'll be back next week with more piping, steaming, squealing, boiling.
Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited. It's hot.